Democrat Christy Smith concedes to Republican Representative Mike Garcia in California. By Christina Wong on November 30, 2020. Democrat candidate California State Assemblywoman Christy Smith conceded to incumbent Representative Mike Garcia, RCA, Monday in the race for California's 25th Congressional District. Former Representative Katie Hill, DCA's seat before she resigned. Garcia had a slim lead of just 339 votes. But Smith said it was clear that amount could not be overcome. She wrote on Facebook, "This is not the end result we fought for, but I am proud of the strong, grassroots campaign we ran. Over the last few weeks, our attorneys reviewed thousands of uncounted ballots. And our campaign volunteers undertook an extraordinary effort to cure hundreds of votes throughout the district that otherwise may not have been counted. We exhausted every possible option, and did everything within our power to ensure that every voice in this election was heard. Nonetheless, we came up short." Garcia, a Navy combat pilot, issued a statement on Monday that said his focus is on representing all constituents in the district. Garcia said, according to Kvisla, "My focus is on representing all constituents in CA-25. In the short term, this means pushing to get federal relief to those who are most impacted by COVID, individuals and small businesses. It's been a tough election, but the fight has been worth it. I am looking forward to two more years. Thank you, CA-25. After a special election in March for Hill's seat did not produce a candidate with a majority of votes, Smith and Garcia faced a runoff in May. Garcia won and was sworn in. The November 3 race is for a full two-year term. Garcia called the race an existential fight for the nation in an October interview with SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday. "I'm making sure that what's happened to our state of California doesn't happen at the national level. We have some of the highest taxes, thick bureaucracy that's killing small businesses and making people want to leave California, and there's a reason for that," he said. "A lot of the ills that we're experiencing here in what should be a very beautiful state, a very thriving state, are now being uploaded to the federal level," he said. He also blasted California Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA's COVID policies that were handcuffing the economy. "We need to get our kids back in school, we need to get our business back online. Reopen the amusement parks and start realizing the full potential that we have," he said. Garcia, a former Navy pilot, added, "So that's the fight we're fighting right now, and people are paying attention." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.